quite honestly, I didn't think it was going to be that high. I knew everybody knows there's a problem. You can ask them and you say, oh, sure, I knew that. But this this really surprised me, that how could we have been that far ahead of every other state and having imprisonment rates that high? Is like way beyond even the closest state in terms of incarceration rates. And it's almost double Illinois. Like, what is that?
Well, what is that?
I can't explain it, but the average population for incarceration overall, it's average. The incarceration rate for whites, it's average. But when it comes to African-American males, we're totally way beyond any other state.
Did you look into the reasons that might be the case?
No, that was a surprise. I mean, we study these things because they're employment issues, and this is a very difficult population to employ. One, because they're coming out of a correctional facility. Two, because they're black. Three, because they're male, and most likely have limited educational assets. And so it's an important population, but because it is well over half of a generation of young men, it becomes even more so an issue that individuals are concerned about in the public sector as well as the workforce investment boards. So 27,000 in a correctional facility or now at home is the population we're dealing with.
People are going to want answers. Are you going to give them answers, or what do you do with this research now?
Well, we work for the Workforce Investment Board as well as other individuals in the area of employing people. And I think what's going on is that we have a whole new group of individuals who are trying to drive the employment and training money away from blacks and put it into most easy to serve white populations. And that's a real mistake. There's always been a certain amount of money set aside because this population is hard to serve, like veterans, like handicapped. But now we have the governor's office proposing that much of that money be diverted to private sector initiatives that have nothing to do in terms of serving African-American males coming out of prison. So what do you think is going to happen? 27,000 guys get out of prison, they have no hope of having a job, and what does that do to the safety of neighborhoods? It's just deadly.
Is this a city of Milwaukee situation primarily?
Well, the numbers from the census are for the state of Wisconsin, and Milwaukee has two-thirds of the imprisoned population. So, yes, most of the population is from Milwaukee. I keep track of this pretty well, and I didn't have a clue that it was this bad. You have to wonder, what were people thinking when they put all these policies in place? Three strikes, you're out. Mandatory sentencing, drug and alcohol-related mandatory sentences. It's incredible what the result is.
Are Wisconsin's policies indeed that different from other states?
You know, I don't know. Honestly, I don't really know how we got in this sort of situation. I don't think we're out of line. I don't think that explains it. I mean, we have the youngest African-American population in the country in the city of Milwaukee, so that might have something to do with it. Other populations from southern states have a much larger group of middle-class, upper-class African-Americans. We don't. And that probably has something to do with it, but I don't really know.